comparing the Jupiter Galilean moon system to the solar system. This podcast addresses the following West Virginia content standards for environmental earth science. Nature of Science Objective, SCOE 1.8. Draw conclusions from a variety of data sources to analyze and interpret systems and models. Example, use graphs and equations to measure and apply variables such as rate and scale. Evaluate changes in trends and cycles. Predict the influence of external variances such as potential sources of error and interpreting maps. Content Objective, SCOE 2.23. Analyze several origin theories of the solar system and universe and use them to explain the celestial bodies and their movements. Application Objective, SCOE 3.1. Synthesize concepts across various science disciplines to better understand the natural world. Example, forms and function, systems, and changes over time. Is the Jovian system a mini solar system? The Jupiter system shares many similarities with the solar system as a whole. We can use the properties of Jupiter and its moons to reinforce the properties and processes that occur in the formation of the solar system. The first property is the immense size of the central body relative to the objects orbiting it. Jupiter is 10,000 times heavier than any of its moons. The Sun is 1,000 times heavier than any of its large planets. This huge difference in mass determines how these systems initially developed. The large central mass also promotes the development of orbital resonances. The three inner Galilean moons are in orbital resonance with each other, and the planet Mercury is in a spin orbit resonance with the Sun. The nature of the Galilean moons is analogous to the planets orbiting the Sun. Io, Jupiter's closest moon, is the most volcanically active body in the solar system. Io is composed of sulfur and other heavy silicates. There is evidence that there is little or no water on Io. This is similar to Mercury and Venus, the innermost planets. In both cases, the central body, Jupiter in the case of Io, and the Sun in the case of Mercury and Venus, was hot enough to drive water and other volatiles out of the inner region and into the outer region of the system. Europa, the second closest Jovian moon, has a thin ice shell overlying a large liquid water global ocean. This is similar to Earth and Mars, where water is abundant in our oceans, or marginally frozen in the polar cap and permafrost of Earth and Mars. Also, the density of Io and Europa are 3.6 grams per cubic centimeter and 3.0 grams per cubic centimeter, respectively, similar to the densities of the rocky terrestrial planets, 3.3 to 5.5 grams per cubic centimeter. Io and Europa are also the smaller of the Galilean moons, paralleling the trend of the smaller inner planets. Ganymede, the third Jovian moon, is the solar system's largest moon, analogous to Jupiter itself in the arrangement of planets. The agreement of the largest bodies being located at the inner edge of the cold region supports the idea that the early central body swept a large amount of material out of its inner region, and this material accumulated at the inner edge of the cold region, allowing the development of large bodies. Ganymede is still close enough to Jupiter to allow Jupiter to contribute to its evolution, but far enough away that ice is the dominant component of its surface. The surface of the farthest Jovian moon, Callisto, is heavily cratered and old, similar to the outer regions of the solar system, where the Sun's energy is weak and most of the bodies are very cold and inactive, preserving a record of the impact history of the system. Both Ganymede and Callisto are low densities, 1.9 grams per cubic centimeter. Just as the outer gas giants and the icy moons of the outer solar system. In both of these systems, ice dominates the composition of the bodies and contributes to their low densities. Thus, the Jovian system shares remarkable similarities with the planets orbiting the Sun, and we may view Jupiter and its Galilean moons as a mini solar system. By studying the Galilean moons, we have yet another data point for our understanding of the formation and evolution of the solar system.